Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another opportunity for you to learn from somebody who has gone before you. Yeah, this is another edition of Tell Al, and what we're going to do today is I'm going to bring on an experienced Lifestyles Unlimited member so that you get the opportunity to learn from them. See, that's pretty much how we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two things that we do, and we do it extremely well. But there are side benefits to being a part of the organization. And one of the most impressive side benefits is the opportunity to meet people like my guest today and to get to know them and to understand what they have done to change their lives with real estate investing. And what's really neat about that, it lets you know that you can do it too. You absolutely can do it too. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to bring Bennett onto the show. Bennett is from the great Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2013. He upgraded his membership in 2014 to the Preferred Investor Group because he wanted to do a lot of heavy lifting in the multifamily space. So let me welcome Bennett onto the show.
Good morning, y'all. This is Benit.
Hey, Benit, how you doing?
Good, sir. Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, I really love the opportunity to get to know my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, and you are no different. Even though you live about a 5 hours drive from me, you and I have a connection. We've got a connection called real estate. And it's really cool. Let's get to know you a little bit, Benit, and tell me a little bit about what you were doing for retirement before you decided to check into real estate.
I was just hanging out there waiting for some miracle things to happen. nothing can be done unless you take action. And you got to have good people around you. And you hang out with the right people, you become successful. You hang out with wrong people, you just stay out there where you are. And that's what my saying to all my team members and employees. I said, it's whom you hang around, that's what you're going to get. So if you hang out with me, maybe you will be like me next day or in a few years. And if you go hang out with the people who just want to hang around and drink beer, watch TV, then that's all you're going to be, right? You can enjoy your life that way. But yeah, before Lifestyles, I was working for a software company. I was managing projects. I was a project controller. I did some time also in sales and management and operations. So I do have a little bit of a good background on management side. And also I thought about retiring by opening retail stores and hoping that retail stores will retire me very soon, because definitely the cash flow was there. But it's still a very, very hard work. It's lots of daily activities involved, and inventory management, customer service, and cash management. I mean, all kinds of, and especially you have to put your hours into the business constantly to be able to even get there where you want to. But then again, you can't retire. You still have to go work. So I was kind of in a limbo before I joined Lifestyles. And now I'm sitting my home in my kitchen right now on my countertop over here, and just having a conversation with you, and living the life.
Yeah, you're doing that hard, retired, heavy lifting, aren't you?
Yeah.
What got you focused on real estate? I mean, what was going on in your life that made you decide to come check out Lifestyles Unlimited?
As I mentioned earlier, I mean, definitely I was open for some business. I did not care to stay in a corporate world for long. That was my stepping stones to begin with. That was my plan. But unfortunately, the plan extended more than what I wanted, because I could not find the right group of people or right investment to grow. and until I stumbled upon Lifestyle, you know. And before that, I thought about trying out retail store. That was about in 2009. And retail store was a good idea, but it required lots of hours. And my family life was kind of deteriorating because of that. So I skipped that one and then went to came back to real estate. And one of my friends, my coworkers, my coworker from my previous job, he just happened to talk with me during a meeting, and he happened to know Lifestyle. So like, hey, let me take you out there one day. You'll love it because you will enjoy what they have to offer, and they will guide you. I'm like, okay, well, I'll go one evening. I made a time, and I drove from North Dallas to Las Colinas, and I thought it was a scam.
You know, I thought the same thing, man. I'm there with you.
You're teasing me, man. This is not how you make money. You got to have lots of money to make money. You know, you can't just make money from small. And I did not realize the potential of a group of people coming together, like-minded people, and investing together and buying big deals and multiplying your money over. I mean, literally, it was like overnight back in the days, 13, 14. Now time has extended. We double or triple our money in a couple of years. You know, we projected 5 years, 6 years projection, but we were able to double and triple the money in less than a year or two, which I have, you know, done. Luckily, I've been very fortunate having a guidance and a mentors in our team. At the same time, like-minded people, fully educated, you know, on real estate. So that was my entry point in 2013. So now after that, I walked away thinking that, oh, this is not something I might be able to do it. I need to do something myself. You know, this is just me, you know, and did not realize the potential and power of a group of like-minded people can take you to the next level and retire you so quick that you will not even realize that you're already there. And that's what happened to me. And I started looking around for some other businesses. But again, in 2014, I said, you know what, let me go back. Let me see. Let me really hear them out. It's clear and loud. So I said,
yeah.
You know,
I agree with you, Benit. Hey, hold on for a sec. We're going to break. When we come back from the break, we're going to give them what they're asking for, some insider information. Stick around.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining us, you're about ready to learn a lot of information. We're going to share a lot of things with you that you need to know when it comes to successfully investing in real estate. So you're thinking, okay, Al, who's the mouse in your pocket, right? Well, the mouse is not a mouse. The mouse is actually a grown man, and his name is Benit, and he is a very successful real estate investor. I mean, I'm looking at a list of all the things that he's accomplished since he's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I could spend the whole segment just talking about his portfolio, because he's got a dynamic portfolio. Why don't we just do that, Benit? Let's spend the segment talking about that portfolio, because it's that portfolio that you have now that changed your life, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was all about trying to create that passive income, you know. And I stick to the rule that, you know, Dale had taught. And, you know, again, buy right, you know, never lose money. You know, make sure your cash flows, right? And so as long as cash flowing, you know, a small or large property has no impact, as long as cash flowing, your cash on cash return is what the bottom line is, right? And if you have a cash on cash, you can invest in smaller property or bigger property. So I did not really, you know, focused on just the large properties. I focused on the properties that really gave me a cash on cash return, you know, and able to sustain in the hard times as well, which is COVID. So all the properties that I've invested have sailed through COVID, you know, luckily. And again, location was one of the other factors in my whole portfolio that I did not really care to, you know, look into the deal that is not in the right location. And that really saved me from all kinds of crisis. So, I mean, you know, I can go through the details. I mean, if you have any, you know, quick point, you need to point that out, I can go from there, or you need to start from the top to bottom.
Let's go with just kind of a 50,000 foot view. Let's give a quite an overview of everything that you have, and then give us an idea of what that portfolio is doing for you in the form of, you know, cash flow, returns, percentages, however you want to do it, and also the equity piece, because people get confused about how that equity piece actually works in their benefit.
Yeah, true. No, just to get and summarize the things that I would say, you know, definitely my journey started in 2014, and as soon as I joined Lifestyle, the day I, you know, attend the seminar 2 days, and after I graduated from there, I invested money directly with one of the leads from Lifestyle. That first step was very important for me to, you know, do, because if I haven't done that, then I would have not known what exactly it's all about. You know, you got to start getting the financial reports. When you get that financial reporting, you can see for yourself what's happening in action day-to-day basis. And you visit the property and things like that. So that's what I did. I involved myself a little more in details to see where exactly, you know, I can add value for my own properties down the road, right? So I learned from the first deal, and then I started working with the second deal, the small property I bought. I saw the value there, not only the equity gain, you know, because the price was right, but I saw a huge cash flow coming through. So I picked that property up, and because I knew the location, the returns, and the number of dollars rehab needs to be done, so we picked that from there, and that was my first property, and I still have it. I bought it in 2015, May of 2015, and I still have it. To give you a number on that one, just to give you perspective, I bought that in 2015, May, and we refinanced that in 2016, May, but I was finished completing the refinance. It took me 2.5 months to get everything done, paperwork. So we cashed out 120% with the cash out equity, you know, capture. For the 1 year, just by raising the 10% rent, the 12% rent. And so we cashed out that one. And after that, I started distributing 20% cash and cash thereafter, 20% cash and cash. And that was my motive right there, to create the passive income for me so I can, you know, use the income to offset my expenses. And the day I offset my expenses, you know, with my passive income, I'm retired. So actually, I had left my job in 2014. That's when I joined Lifestyle. And then after I joined Lifestyle, I had my wife continue working. So I had a support to go all 100% in. And I went all 100% in and took management position within my own property. So I was managing the property while I was, you know, managing as asset manager plus property management. And I learned a lot. And then after 10%, 20%, you know, cash and cash return, I refinanced that again in 2020, December. And I pulled out this time close to 160%, 170% again equity. So that's equity thing is what people are realizing, that you're holding the property from 5 to 6 years, but you have option to cash out. So initially, just to give you exact number, we put in $300,000 to buy the deal. We cashed out first street by $380,000 plus the cash flow. And then second time, I cashed out $680,000, right? And I held some money for reserve. And I'm still cash flowing 15% right now. So you can see the power of refinancing, cash out refinancing, and operating the property in the right location and continue maintaining it. All this happens just because I was taught right. You know, I was taught right. And I had not imagined in my wildest dream that I would be doing this, buying a property, cash flowing it, capturing the equity, refinancing it, and then continue holding the property for this long. So that's what my example was, and I keep repeating that, you know, and I'm still doing the exact same thing. In the meantime, I also did small and single-family houses as well, just to get an experience, see how things works over there. I bought almost 8-9 single families, and I, you know, wanted to rent all of them out, but renters ended up buying the property from me, so I just sold them after I rent them. So I bought kept three of them. And since then, I've been continuing investing passively with other REITs as well. And my cash flow right now, I'm sitting home. I can sit down and not work anymore in my property or any other investment. I have enough cash flow generated from my properties that I've invested or I'm, you know, lead, and also the service that I provide, asset management service and so forth. So I'm basically, you know, me and wife both are literally retired in less than 5 years. And right now, I mean, I can go buy more properties and make more money, but, you know, if I wish to sell, I can wait and just keep doing passive if I want to, and I'll be still happy.
Man, you are in a sweet spot in your life, are you not?
Absolutely.
How old are you? You knew I was going to ask you those hard questions.
Yeah, I'm 46 now. I mean, I literally started a little late in this game. I wish I had joined in when I was in 20s, and I could have been definitely in a different stage right now. So I push everybody, you know. I mean, even I'm pushing my nephews and niece. They're in 15 and 16 and 17. I said, get going, you know. And I told one of my niece, I said, you are 21 and you just got a job. I want your first 6 months check. Invest in the property. I need that $25,000 from you this summer. And hopefully she will have it, because you got to push this, you know. Otherwise, too late in the game, you start regretting. And, like, I wish I had. So having someone is definitely plus.
We're going to break, Benit, and when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how to successfully manage. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do you do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I'll tell you what, you've missed a lot. You've really missed a lot, because Benit, who's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and my guest on today's show, has been just kind of peeling back the onion and sharing information that you need to hear about how he was able to change the trajectory of his life. And what he's doing today is he's imparting wisdom on you to share with you the concept that whatever you're doing right now, it's either working or it's not. And in Benit's case, it wasn't working. But then a friend of his said, hey, man, let's go check out this Lifestyles Unlimited case study. So he did. So Benit, what would your life be like if you didn't take your friend up on that offer?
I think I'll be still struggling, thinking what the heck I'm doing in my life. I know I had some plan, but I know those were not guided plan. There was no one to guide me, no one to educate me. I had to go do things myself. And I could have been maybe investing money and losing money some different businesses, or, you know, trying to work at corporate world just to figure out what's my next day going to look like, right? So, I mean, yeah, it's a blessing that I took that offer, and today I'm here. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, I cannot explain enough that one should always looking for better education in any field that you go to. You know, real estate is one thing, then we are trying to, we've mastered it. So we know we can promote that and tell people that, hey, we can do it. You can do it. But anywhere, you're going to put your 200% heart and make sure you like it. And you continue seeking for help every single day. You know, there is never a day that I don't learn anything new from my team members or my passive investors or the other leads or mentors or the classes that LifeStyles offers every single week, and you know, the meetings that we attend and the seminars and the information. So it is, I can imagine if I had not attended that class, I'll be still struggling living in a small, tiny house. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, man, I feel you. I've been there. I've done that. So let's talk about a little bit about the life trend of your LifeStyles experience. So way back in 2014, you get that first apartment community, and that's the one that gets you to that point of retirement. It changes everything. And from there, you buy more apartment communities, either as a lead investor, syndicating that deal to other LifeStyles Unlimited members, or you choose to buy some apartment communities all by yourself. We call those IROs, or independent rental operators. So with doing all of this, Benit, one of the other things that you did, and a lot of our LifeStyles Unlimited members do this, not everyone does it, but you did it. You actually built a property management company. Why did you do that?
It was a tough decision for me to do that. You know, I was like, people like, oh, well, why do you want to work? You know, you're supposed to retire when you buy. But I said, well, you know, retirement comes from hard work. You know, so you know, definitely get the right job. And if you don't know what you're doing, how are you going to retire? So my idea was, if I don't know what I want from my property management company, you know, then how can I guide them? How can I tell them to do? So I had to do the job to make sure that I know. And it was not just because I wanted to say I was told to do it. It was interest to me because, you know, if you don't know ins and outs sometimes, you know, for me particularly, I'm just talking about myself. I'm a hands-on guy. I like to see things. I like to touch things. I like to make those decisions and make sure that I have a perfect outcome. And because I wanted to have a perfect outcome, I jumped in there. It was a smaller property to begin with, and the cost of managing was pretty high, and did not know whether I want to get the return or not. So I said, you know what, let me handle it. Let me see if I can do it, right? And I have all the guidance anyways. I have all the support anyways. And I took it, and I came to know that the LifeStyles had this, you know, huge document repository that I can pull any document I want to and learn from it, right? And it was just like given to me. I'm like, whoa, you know. But overall, to add more value to our investors group, because, you know, you are involved in day-to-day operation, at least you are aware of it, and you can make a very wise decisions on your investment. And so that was the main thing for me, to make sure that making the right decisions for every single money, every single dollar we spend in the property. So it's not like wasted, and you find yourself in a pickle if you have the wrong property manager managing the property, and they spend your money, and you don't even know where they spend the money. So that was one of the biggest things, that I wanted to protect my asset from third party, not knowing what I want to do, and you know, my business style and my business need. And so those are the things that actually added to my decision. And I was full-time anyways with the investment, and I really wanted to learn everything inside out. That was my initial. But now what I figured out that, you know, I do have a bandwidth now, a good team of people. We have a broker who is a very, you know, I call one phone call away, and they get the lending going, one call away to my insurance agent, one call away to, you know, contractors, and, you know, one call away from tax people. So, you know, we build a team, and now because the team and the mentoring provided by the LifeStyles group, it just really helped me to continue grow. And now we manage all our properties. And also, I manage the property that I have KP'd. Like, I'm a key principal on those. I have those passive, you know, first-time lead to help them, guide them to be a successful lead. And so that's where I started. I mean, I can go on and on, but the reason also because I wanted to learn everything about it, you know, learn everything about real estate.
I'm going to take you all the way back to your boyhood, because I know something about you that, if it's okay with you, I'm going to share it with the audience. You weren't born in the United States. You were actually born in another country. So here's the question. Did you ever, in your wildest imaginations as a child living elsewhere, think that you would be able to build the lifestyle and the net worth that you currently command way back then?
Absolutely not. No, that was that's the wildest dream, you know, one could even imagine then. So truly, yeah, no, the answer is no. I mean, there was no way. There was no way. And again, comes back again. The day I came to case study, changed my mind, changed my life. So, you know, what I came from, I mean, I'm born in Nepal, and I was, my high school over there. I came to U.S. To get my undergrad, and that's where I continued, you know, after I finished my undergrad, I joined the company, and I worked almost 8 years. And after that, I said, you know, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to find something better. And came to the case study. And that's what everything magic happened.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I was born here. So, you know, I was raised here. And of course, I was given the clairvoyant vision that the way to success is to go to school, get good grades, get that good job, and work and work and work and stuff money aside. And what I find is very interesting about your story is that you weren't born here, but when you came here, that concept was imprinted upon you in college. So you thought that that's what success looked like. So, I mean, you were given the same lie when you got here that I received when I was a kid. And along the way, I mean, isn't this true, right? Along the way, we shake our heads and we go, dude, this is not working, right?
No, absolutely not. That was the concept, and we want to graduate, get a good job, right? And then, you know, realize how to retire if we just have a job.
Oh, man. We're getting ready to go to break, Bonit. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk about a property that our listeners will have the ability to see. Stick around. We'll give you more.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm having a blast with Neat. I mean, he and I have never met physically. I've never seen him face to face. Now, I know what he looks like because got a picture of him, and he probably knows what I look like because there are pictures of me floating around out there too. But here's the neat thing. When you put two people like us together who on the surface probably don't have, you know, the same commonalities, and you give us an opportunity to meet each other, the one common denominator that we have going into that conversation is real estate investing. So we are able to start a conversation on a myriad of topics. And because we're both sophisticated real estate investors, in other words, we have a very in-depth knowledge base of how to do the investing business. Nothing's really lost on us. I mean, we can go into any direction we want to go into because we know the basics. We know the fundamentals. And then from there, we can just talk about anything we want. We actually find out different things about each other that maybe we have in common. And then the next thing you know, you've created a friend. That is really cool about our culture. Now, one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited will be doing in September is we're going to go en masse to the Irving Convention Center up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Actually, we're going to be in the Irving area. It's all part of that big metroplex up there. On the 3rd and the 4th of September, it's an opportunity for you to get to know people like Beneath and to understand what real estate can do for you as far as changing your life. Now, one of the neat things that we do in conjunction with this thing, trust me, there's a lot of moving parts that go on in our expo event, is we're going to give you the opportunity to get on a bus with successful, like-minded real estate investors or people just like you that are just trying to figure out, does this make sense for me? And we're going to take you to four different properties across the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, Beneath has been kind enough to offer one of his properties up for us to tour. Now, why does this matter to you? Well, because it gives you an opportunity not only to get pre-briefed when you arrive at the property, but you get an opportunity to meet Beneath. He is going to walk you through his property. He's going to talk about the strategy of why he acquired that property, what he did to renovate that property, what he is doing to operate that property, and more importantly, he's going to talk about all of the returns, which is important for you as an investor to know what kind of returns you would receive if you were to invest with somebody like Beneath. It is going to open your eyes to the possibilities in multifamily investments. So Beneath, talk to me a little bit about the property that you all have selected for the tour. How big is it? Where is it at? Don't tell me the name of it or the address because we want to keep that secret. We don't want people like, you know, showing up at your property.
True. Dell asked if we like to. I'm like, it's always a pleasure to invite guests over and open the book so they can learn from it. So we just randomly pick some properties that maybe on the path, actually. So that's honest. You know, it's not like we pick the best of the best. We just pick something out of the path. But again, overall, it's performing very well since we have purchased, and it's above our projection. We already met 5 years goal in 1 year. So this is a small property built in 1984. It's all townhomes, individually deeded, but it has multiple buildings, but it's individually deeded. Some of the townhomes have garages, which is 14 of them have garages as well, and remaining just the two bedrooms, 2.5 bath, patio, fireplace, washer dry connections. It's a nice townhomes. Overall, the property initially, the idea was to purchase because of the fact that it was owned by a owner who had it for last 10 years, 11 years, and he was from California. And so he had this random people operating the property, not professionally managed or anybody involved in there. Offices were closed. They were just running in a very, very low operation budget and not really pushing the rent at all. Rents were almost $250 on average below market. And that was a game plan to go out there, you know, clean up the property, you know, fix a few things that needed because it's still a solid property. And all it needed just a little love and care and provide that office person to provide services and maintenance. And we picked up this property and, we raised the rent by 36% in 1 year. The funny part is that it was bought during COVID. When COVID hit, that's when I was under contract. I had an option to back away. But again, with the education and the support and the mentoring group that we have at Lifestyles, I mean, we analyze the situation, what if, right? So I plan for all the what ifs. So I say, if I plan for all the what ifs, maybe it's a good deal, right? And we planned everything out, made sure that all the investors are in to understand this is a crisis, but we are going in because we know real estate will not fail if you do it right. And it came to be true, 100%. We budgeted money for all the rents that we may not collect, your CapEx and other things. And we went there and found out that it has been a blessing. So 54 units, We had 14 units of the townhomes with the garage. Four of them were two bedrooms, but the square footage was the same. So we converted those four of the two bedrooms into three bedrooms, and three bedrooms, two and a half bath, with a patio, a fireplace, washer, dryer connections, right? And we generated additional $250 of rent on those four of them. And so we added more value to the property, you know, after we acquired them. So it's been fantastic, you know, property overall doing great. We still have money to spend over there. We're going to be doing some more rehab work because during the pandemic, we were not able to do things that we wanted to do because of crisis on the labor and COVID situation. So what we could do, we did, and we kept it full. We still have 100% occupancy and 100% collection, regardless, because we planned it right. We educated ourselves right. We made sure that things in place, and we have contingency plan for any bad situation. So that's what we're going to be touring. It's all two bedrooms and three bedrooms townhomes, individually deeded, which is something people don't realize. When I say individually deeded, means you can literally sell one unit at a time if you want to, but the value is running them together. And there is a tax situation that we can have a little tax savings because of it compared with the single families on the appraisal district versus apartment complex. But when you buy and sell, it's an apartment complex. So it has a little double dip to it. You can save a little taxes money because it appraised as the comps rather than a apartment purchase price or the operation. So we were able to save a huge chunk of money on the taxes as well. So that's also given us lots of good cash flow. So this property has been cash flowing from day one. I project it to be 0% cash flow for the first year. But right now we are in a trend of 10% cash and cash already, cash flow. And if we really want to capture the equity right now, we are ready to capture 100% to 150% cash and cash return if we want to do it now. And so I'm thinking of it, see what will be the best time, maybe 2022 beginning, we should be able to cash this out and, you know, capture more than what we invested in this deal.
Yeah, I would say this thing is just a great deal. I wish I had been in the hunt when you put this thing out for us to look at, because let me take it from a passive investor's perspective based on what you just said and for the benefit of our audience. If I invested $100,000 with you a year ago, I didn't get any cash flow for a while, which was okay because you told me that going into the deal. And then we get to a point 1 year later where you, Benit, are struggling with, do I do a cash out refinance right now and give me all of my money back? Every dime that I gave you, give it all back to me so that I've got my $100,000 back. I've got $0 of my own money invested with you right now, and you're positioned to start giving me 10% returns on my money. But wait a minute, that was based on the $100,000, but now I've got no money in the deal. So really, anything you give me now is just free money, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the magic.
I mean, can it get any better than that?
Just to be honest, we will be giving more than that.
Somehow I thought your numbers might have been a little bit conservative over the airwaves. Yeah, I've had a blast with you today, and man, I can't wait to meet you face-to-face in September. And for those of you trying to figure out, how did Benit do all of this stuff? Well, what he did was he came to one of our events, and you can find one of our free workshops at freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.